One go. Yeah, hi, Mark Rogers here, and I am with a brother Mike here, and I wanted to introduce Mike. Mike and I are just in our late 40s, and Mike is a dear brother in the Lord here that has been through a tremendous trial, but there is a lot of good things to glean here. Mike does have advanced MS. And so over the course of, well, what would you say, Mike, the last, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, it's been progressing?
Yeah. Right. Okay. I moved back, from Hawaii, in 2012. So last 8 years has been the most radical.
And, you got a new chair. We've been waiting on a new chair for you, and you got a new chair here in the last week, I understand.
Yep. And we're working through some of the adjustments. And as you can see, I'm kind of leaning to the right here.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, it's been kind of a long day, but we're doing good and God's given strength. So.
Yeah. So anyway, so those are the good things, the new chair, and Mike can steer that chair wonderfully. So have you been taking new driving lessons with that chair?
Boy, we've been trying to load it in and out of the van. It's been very interesting. Yeah, we got some more adjustments to make, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, the reason there's two reasons to have Mike on today. Number one is, as we start this this webinar series called Common Thoughts of Christ, it was always my desire to have Mike at the desk with us. As we sit around the table and enjoy thoughts of Christ. However, with the virus thing going on, Mike cannot get out of the of his house. Wonderful, wonderful caretakers that he is, that he's got there. And we're all kind of locked down more or less. And so we're doing our first one here on a remote basis. And the second reason that I wanted to have Mike specifically give us a quick little brief word here is the premise of fear. Right now, there is a lot of fear that many have with regards to this episode that's going around the world right now, the virus, and it's shaking up so many lives. All of our lives are getting shaken up. But some of us are more fearful than others. And Mike is in a prime example of going through fear. And so I wanted to have him share a little bit about that. So, Mike, what was the premise of fear, what was some of the key thoughts that you've had with regards to fear, and where are you today with that?
Well, I can tell you, as a younger man, I would have to admit that I was a bit of a control freak. I was very, very involved in my business and like to run things the way I like to run things. And as the Lord has touched my life, touched my body, you know, there's a verse in Job, I believe, I can't give you a reference, but
yeah,
where he says, that which I feared came upon me. And over these last 8 years, 10 years roughly, all of my fears have come upon me. I've experienced the loss of my physical abilities. I've lost the financial things that I worked so hard to try to procure. And what has been amazing is, as I have let go, as I have surrendered my will, I find myself, I'm weaker than I've ever been, but I'm freer than I've ever been. And I'm finding the Lord to be such a wonderful resource and being being loved by Creator God is just it's an incredible experience to be this week and to be so cared for, not just by our Heavenly Father, but brothers and sisters in Christ. I found such wonderful relationships and friendships with my dear brothers and sisters, and so I would just say to anybody that's afraid, if the Lord sees fit to bring you through something, He is going to walk with you through it. And when we stop trying to control and trying to manipulate and trying to direct things and really surrender to what He's taken us through, He will be right there with you, and you will enjoy fellowship like you've never known. It's, well, I find myself without all of the things that I thought I needed to be happy, and I'm happier than I've ever been. So.
And take, Mike, going back 10 years, 11, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, you had MS for a period of time. You knew he had it. But as I recall you telling me from earlier, there was a fear of losing, say, the loss of your limbs. So is that correct? Or losing the ability?
Yep. So I was diagnosed when I was 21 years old. And I would say it was really in my late 30s that I started accumulating deficits and weaknesses. I found that I couldn't climb stairs very easily. Started dragging a foot, and just little things, one little piece at a time. I've had the things that I was afraid of happen to me. And instead of being devastating, I found that finding the Lord through the losses, having Him there with me by my side when I'm alone. The psalmist talks about being made to lie down in green pastures. And that resonates with me because the Lord made me to lie down. But when I finally did, I found that the pastures were so green. And I live life now without fear. And I'm facing some difficult circumstances. If the Lord sees fit to leave us here, there's a good chance that I will lose my ability to breathe, but I'm no longer afraid. I'm no longer a slave to fear. It's amazing that the Lord has brought me to this point. I wish I could share. I wish I could share what's in my heart when we finally just surrender to God's will in our lives.
So I think Mike, what you're saying, just to there's a transition that took place 10, 12 years ago, that there was fear, but over the course of time, you've had to, as you said, you've had to surrender to His will, therefore having greater, stronger faith than you ever had before. So the fear was replaced by faith and trust in the Lord Jesus.
Well, I found out that it wasn't going to happen in my strength. It's not my strength, it's His strength. Mm-hmm. How wonderful is that, to find out that He's the one that's going to do the keeping. We'll find out how weak we are when we try to we try to do it in our own strength. So.
Well, very good. Well, I think that's probably good for now, and I can guarantee you maybe next week we'll, if the Lord still leaves us here and all that, then there's some other topics that we'd like to talk about. But today I wanted to bring up the whole aspect of fear, as you know, the virus thing is very, very new for all of us here in this country here in the last week or 2 weeks. And I wanted to bring your story out about the fear that you had to go through. And as you said before, you know, no, not fighting it and surrendering everything to the Lord and your, and the Lord.
Well, and let's take God at his word. He says, he's not given us the spirit of fear. Yeah. The power and love and the sound mind. And if we're having a fearful thought, we can be assured it's not coming from him. And I'm not talking about the fear of God or being careful with their children or things like that. But things like being afraid of the virus. God knows the number of our hairs. He knows absolutely every cell in our body. If he sees fit to take us through this, he's gonna be with us. And what's the worst that can happen, Mark?
Yeah.
Right into his presence, right, brother?
Face to face.
Face to face. And we're gonna get home and we're gonna go, why in the world did we hang on so long? And of course we want to be used for him as long as we're down here. But this world is getting hyped up. They see a tragedy, brother, and I see an opportunity. I see an opportunity for believers to embrace peace, to show by their lifestyle and their actions that they are trusting God. And maybe the world would look on and say, hey, I want to know the source of your peace. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Beautiful. Well, very good. We're going to bring this one to a close, but like I said, we'll be in touch in the next few days about maybe next week, because I anticipate taking this webinar thing further a few more weeks as we go through. So with that, we'll sign off, and we'll be back in touch. And as always, I know people reaching out to you all over via Facebook and via Marco Polo, right? They can reach out to you. Yeah. So we might on the screen afterwards here, we'll be able to put those your addresses up on the screen for those to reach out to you. So it's always a joy to reach out during the day and give Mike a ping on the Facebook or something. So. Anyway, all right, Mike, we'll sign off and we'll catch you soon.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark. And we have so much to look forward to, brother. No fear.
No fear. Very good.